You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We see there's a complaint about their diet, that they requested meat and they remember the fish that they ate in Mitzrayim. So first of all, it says v'ha'asafsuf. The literal meaning of the asafsuf is the multitude. So here the Talmud Shai is informing us, not chas v'shalom, the Am Yisrael, they complain. The multitude that came out of Mitzrayim, it's called Erev Rav, that they accompanied Am Yisrael, they were the one that made a problem. So now, one point here is that obviously if they were the one that complained, why Am Yisrael should be punished? Because we see they were punished. Why?
Because they were watching and didn't do anything.
They followed it.
So we see here that actually they influenced Am Yisrael. So that means they went by whatever they complained about. So one thing we learn here, that nobody's an exempt, that to not be influenced by by wrong companies, by wrong people around them. That's why in the morning we always ask that Hashem save us from Shachen Ra, Chaver Ra. Why? Because one cannot claim, you know, I know what I'm doing, I'm okay, and so on. So now here, the question that is brought, what happened in Mitzrayim? The Mitzrayim, they were comfortable, they were okay? The status of the Mitzrayim? No, I mean, they were under slavery or not? They put their kids inside the wall or not? They lost 300 kids a day or not? So the question that is brought, for example, the barbecue. You make barbecues? Al Ha'ish? Which is more delicious? To make it at home or at the park? Which one tastes better, the one that you make at home or at the park? It's the same mangal. One you make at home, one you make at park. At home is more delicious. So why go to the park?
No, the park is more delicious.
More? Is it? So now, which is cleaner, at home or at the park?
At home.
The table. Which is more comfortable to sit, at home or at the park?
At home?
Yeah. Which is more convenient, like you have a fridge, you can wash your hand, you know, you have tomatoes and so on, you can cut, make a salad Shirazi or Israeli. Which is more comfortable, at home or at park?
Home.
So I don't understand. It tastes better at home, it's cleaner at home. It's more comfortable at home, more convenient at home. Why you go to park? Why? Why? Huh?
When you go to park, it's open, you know, you see the trees and you see,
Why do you go to park?
It's more to be in the park.
I know, to begin with, why do you go to park? Why?
It's more joyful.
Because you want to go to the park.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. So now, if you want to be at some type of circumstances, even though it's harder, even though it's not clean, it's not convenient, but still, you don't complain. Isn't that something? Wow. Here, the most amazing thing here is, Am Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, see what the pressure they were under. They, you know, beat them up, you know, their kids, you know, slavery. But still, they say, oh, the meat. Oh, the sushi. What do you mean? You know, what do you care? You know what they gave you? Now you're out. But here you see, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So that means in the circumstances, even you give him the best, the best, the best. But if he doesn't want to be here, where is he? He's late. He's not here. Why? Because he wants to be there. He wants to be there. He doesn't want to be here. But which is better for him, to be there or here? Yeah. Yeah. But he's not here. Why is he not here? Because he doesn't want to be here, even though that is better for him. You understand? It's a very, very sad matter. So that means not that what you give, how much you give, and how good it is, and the best thing might be, it doesn't apply. As long as you're not interested to be there, it's not going to work. Right, yeah. No, but the puzzling matter here is, how can you have craving for whatever that you ate in Mitzrayim? You were tortured in Mitzrayim. What do you care what they gave you? You wanted to be there. So you don't care. As long as you wanted to be there, you put it on the carpet.
That was more important for them.
Exactly, yeah. So now here,
they were Dor
Amidbar. Yeah, no, it's called them Dor Dea. Yeah. It's a very beautiful point that man, it's called Lechem Abirim, that actually it was given physicality because it was a food after angels. So now in the Torah says, Kizera Gad. Kizera Gad. That means everything was observed in the system. It had no waste. And also, there's an interesting question. Remember the Haftarah in Yom HaKippurim? Yeah? Yes? What is the Haftarah about Yom HaKippurim?
Yonah.
Yonah ben Amitai, Alav Shalom, that, you know, the whole story, and they threw him in the ocean, right? So when he was thrown in the ocean, what happened to him?
Big fish swallowed.
And Shamu.
Yeah. The Leviathan.
The Leviathan swallowed him. So how long? How many days?
3 days.
3 days? What did he eat there?
Sushi?
From the fish he took? It's asur. It's called a part of live animal.
No, but the Vietnam eats tons of fish.
Inside?
He eats when he opens his mouth and
the fish came, right?
Fish coming, big, I mean small fishes and big fishes coming. And
he ate it raw?
Yeah.
Yeah? So now here is a beautiful insight. It says, "Vayeman Hashem dag gadol livruat Yonah." It's a pasuk. Vayeman, that means he prepared. He sent a very big fish to swallow Yonah. So now, if you cut this term, that means to prepare vayeman, you cut it in half. What do you get? It's a vav yud mem nun sofit. You cut it in half. What do you get?
Vav yud man.
Why man? So now here they learn that actually Hashem sent man for Yonah. How do we know? He ate man in the stomach of the Leviathan. How do we know? It's right that Am Yisrael, how many years they ate man in desert? How many years? 40 years minus 6 days. The 8 months before they go to Eretz Yisrael, the calculation is exactly 40 years minus 6 days. So now what happened to the 6 days? So Hashem put aside the 6 days of the man. Actually, Yonah was 6 days in the Yonah in the Leviathan stomach. So now that extra 6 days, he gave it to Yonah. So that means the timing that he stayed in the stomach of the Leviathan, Hashem prepared for him the man. And the man was just all absorbed in his body. So he was able to go on and stay alive all this time that he was in the stomach of the fish. So that means Ibn Shalom already planned for Yonah that was going to happen. He predicted for him that to be taken care of and to be provided the food. That the timing that he's going to spend in the stomach of the Yonah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.